Before this weekend?
It's a bit tight over there. but no, it's a little unusual. But yeah, it's somewhat different. But at the same time, it's, I guess a fair bit of time's passed since my time here. So, I've been commentating and coming here as an observer. So while I'm here, I guess on official capacity, opposition side, I guess it's sort of... Don't really necessarily have any sort of different feeling there.
Was it a game though that you saw when you looked at the fixture that you saw up at the Gabba round 7? Is it one that you had a look at?
No, not really. Other than trying to catch up with Mum and Dad, it's about the only reason why it was circled. I guess when you move to another club, your focus is completely on them and your interests, and that's where all your mindset goes. And just trying to get the best out of that group. And other than casting my eye over them as an opposition and how we go about beating them, that's about as much thought I've actually given it. So I guess it's business as usual for us. We've got a job to do tomorrow, so keen to do it well.
Is there any sort of advantage that, given your knowledge of how your Rockcliffes and your Reds, etc. play, is that any sort of advantage tomorrow for the Power?
It would be minuscule, if anything. We've still got to be able to implement out there and execute. There's a lot that goes on. We're trying to get a game plan in place. Maybe I guess if I had some time here and I was fully across what Leppa's game plan was, you'd have some insight into that, but I wasn't, and it's changed quite considerably, and personnel's changed quite considerably, so I wouldn't have thought there's too many advantages there.
But I guess even with the way the ground plays, Port haven't been here since 2011, so can you give any players any advice?
Yeah, you can lend some experience to that. Just in terms of how you probably traditionally play the Gabba, but there's a couple of unique little things. One of them's a cricket pitch, but that's not a debate for today. It's for another day, maybe.
Nothing's changed.
That's right.
So no bittersweet feelings at all, though, on your behalf?
No, I don't. I got asked certainly during the week about it, and I have no feelings outside of what Chris Scott would or Brad Scott would. Or Nigel Lappin being assistant somewhere else, or Sean Hart. There's club once upon a time, but you fully invest yourself emotionally into what you're doing now. And my job is Port Adelaide, and that's where your passion lies, is making sure that we get the result, and that's all I really care about.
Had a tough draw to start the year, Bossy, and 3-3. But do you feel like now that you're through that sort of part of the draw, that it's a chance for the Power to really sort of put their foot down and towards that top four spot?
Well, we hope so, but I think it's important that we don't look too far behind the horizon either. Our challenge is to make sure that, as we have when the draw was really tough, is to stay in that week-to-week proposition and live in the moment. And there's certain things that we're not getting 100% right, so I don't think we can really sort of afford to look at the bigger picture at the minute and say where the pecking order lies. This competition is really tough, as has been shown, and you take your eye off the ball on anyone, as we did last week, and you get smacked. So we've got a few things that we need to be able to work on and get right, and we're determined to do that.
Do you believe that Kane Corns is copping criticism for his decision to retire?
Yeah, I am. I guess I have the benefit of having some insight because I see the discussions that are going on behind closed doors and what the original plan of it all was and how those circumstances have somewhat changed. So. I think it's more a time to be able to show a little bit of respect. The guy's played 300 games. He's one club player. He's a champ. He's revered. And the club wants to celebrate it. And that's to me, selfless. And, he's made a selfless decision for his family to think beyond that. So I find it quite staggering that people would view it as anything else, to be honest. Cheers. Thanks very much.
I still follow you on Twitter, bro.